我们今天的信息是的题目是在光明中行义和与神相交。
The topic of today's preaching is walking in the light and fellowship with God.
那么经文是取自约翰一书第一章第五节到第七节。
The scripture is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7.
请打开圣经约翰一书第一章第五节到第七节。
Please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7.
约翰一书第一章第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却乃在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus his son,purifies us from all sin.
那么创世纪第一章第一节跟第二节这么说。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 2 it says,
在天地还没有被创造之前，
Before the heaven and the earth were created,
地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗的。
The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was all over the surface of the deep.
那么神说要有光就有了光。
And God said, "Let there be light, and there is light."
那么从今以后，这个地天地不只有黑暗，而且有光明。
So from that point on, the earth had light, and there was dark.
那么创世纪告诉我们，光是从神而来的。
In Genesis, it tells us that light comes from God.
那么光不只是从神而来。
Not only does light come from God.
那么刚才我们看那段经文说，神就是光。
In the scripture we just read, it says God is light.
那么到底神就是光是什么意思？
So what does it mean? God is light.
那么启示录讲到在将来的新天新地。
And in Revelation it says in the future with the new earth and heaven.
不再有黑暗。
There will no longer be darkness.
他们也不用灯光日光。
They will not need the light of a lamp.
因为主神要光照他们。
Or the light from the sun, for the Lord himself will give them light.
他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And they will reign forever and ever.
我们都知道这个世界的光是从太阳而来。
We know the light from this earth is from the sun.
所以当太阳从东边出来的时候，
So as the sun rises from the east,
那么光就渐渐地显露出来。
The light began to shine forth.
那么除此之外，光也是从人类所制造的灯而来。
And besides that, light can also be from man-made lamp.
那么这些灯带来夜晚有光明。
The lamp would shine forth when darkness appears.
那么如果你是住在这个 Albuquerque 的东边的话，
If you lived on the east side of Albuquerque,
那么特别是住在靠近那个山那边。
Especially if you're near the foothill.
或者你住在 Albuquerque 的西边，在那个比较高的一些地方。
Or if you live in a higher ground on the west side.
然后晚上的时候，你可以看到整个城市的灯光。
At night, you can see all the light in the city.
然后灯光闪闪，照耀着整个城市。
And all these lights are sparkling and it shines a light upon the city.
所以这些光带来给人民很多的方便。
So light brings forth a lot of convenience for people.
那么约翰一书第五章第一章第五节说神就是光。
And so in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 it says God is light.
然后如果你看约翰福音第一章第四节说生命在神里头，这生命就是人的光。
And if you look at John chapter 1 verse 4 it says life is within him, is in him, and this life is light.
然后从这些经文讲到，我们看到神是生命，也是光。
So from these scriptures, we can see that God is light, and He is also the light.
然后换句话说，光跟生命是从神而来的。
So in other words, life and light both come from God.
有了光就有生命。
If you have the light, you have the life.
我们圣经告诉我们，人的生命是从这个光来的。
Man's life comes from light.
或者说是从神的本身而来的。
Or in another word, it's from God Himself.
那么所谓神是光，是指神是生命的源头。
So when the scripture said God is light, it meant God is the source of light.
而且能够带给人生命。
And it can bring forth life to people.
那么就好像约翰福音第三章十六节这么说。
Just as it was said in John chapter 3 verse 16.
然后神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He said, for God so loved the world that whoever believed in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
凡相信耶稣的人，接受他成为救主的人。
For those who believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as personal savior.
那么圣经讲都可以得到这个永生的生命。
The scripture said, we'll all receive eternal life.
那么光有他的敌人。
Light has enemy.
那么光的敌人就是黑暗。
And so light's enemy is darkness.
我们知道光带来生命。
We know that light brings forth life.
但是黑暗却带来死亡。
And darkness brings forth death.
那么世上所有的生命都有他们的敌人。
Actually, all life forms on earth have their enemy.
比如说那些昆虫，他们逃离这个飞鸟。
For example, the insects have to hide from the birds.
免得他们被飞鸟吃掉。
So they will not be eaten up.
那么这个飞鸟在地上你要特别小心啊。
And the birds on the ground have to be especially careful.
啊，免得那个猫儿出现的时候。
So that they will have to be especially careful when the cat comes.
我们在路上开车的时候有时候会遇到车祸。
When we are driving, sometimes we can get into accidents.
人本身也会得到疾病而面对死亡。
And man can often get sick and face death.
我们的属灵生命有一个敌人。
Our spiritual life has an enemy.
那么这个敌人就是罪。
And this enemy is sin.
所以刚才约翰一书第一章第五节那边讲，神就是光，在他是毫无黑暗的。
So in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 it says, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
所以这个黑暗的意思就是指罪恶。
Darkness means sin.
换句话说，神是光，在他里头是没有罪恶的。
In another words, God is light, and in Him there is no sin.
所以当圣经讲到神就是光的时候
，And so when the Bible said God is light,
它是指神的特性。
It's talking about the attribute of God.
神是一位圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
神是一位公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
他没有任何的罪恶。
He does not have any sin.
那么就好像这张白纸一样，没有任何的污点和玷污。
Just like that white piece of paper, there is no blemish.
神不像人是有罪的。
God is not like man.
所以当主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界的时候
，So when Jesus became man and he lived among man,
他好像那个真光照耀着人群。
He is like the light that shines forth.In people.
把那些黑暗里的事情都显露出来。
And he showed forth all the hidden darkness.
连那些污鬼站在耶稣基督面前的时候，他们都战惊。
Just like even the evil spirit trembled before Jesus.
所以我们看到光跟黑暗是不能够共存的。
So we see that light and darkness cannot coexist.
所以当这个光出现的时候，黑暗就消失了。
So when there is light.Darkness can no longer be there.
所以一个人信了耶稣之后，圣经讲他是光明之子。
So after a person accepted Jesus, the Bible said he is a son of light.
因为神把他从黑暗里面拯救出来。
Because God has delivered him out of the darkness.
然后进入光明。
And into light.
所以身为一个光明之子，他应该活在光明当中。
So as a son of light, He needs to live in the light.
因为圣经讲神就是光，在他是毫无黑暗的。
Because the Bible says God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all.
那么既然神是光，
So since God is light,
那么到他面前来的人必须要活在光明当中。
Those who come before Him must live in the light.
那么如果我们看旧约圣经的时候，我们就能够明白这个真理。
If we look at the Old Testament, then we will understand this truth.
从开始的时候，当亚当夏娃行在黑暗的时候，
In the very beginning, as Adam and Eve walked in darkness.
那么因此他们就失去了与神相交那个特权。
They have lost the privilege of fellowship with God.
那么本来他们在伊甸园可以毫无拦阻的与神相交。
They were able to live in the Garden of Eden and fellowship with God freely.
但是当他们违背了神的命令的时候，
But when they were disobedient to God's will,
那么圣经告诉我们，他们就被赶出那个伊甸园。
The Bible told us they were then cast out of the garden.
那么从旧约圣经里面，我们看到罪是唯一的东西，使到人跟神隔绝。
In the Old Testament, it tells us that sin is the only thing that will separate us from God.
那么圣经也告诉我们，当人来到神的面前的时候，
And the Bible also tells us when man come before God,
他必须守节清心的。
He must be clean and cleansed.
不然的话，他没有办法来到神的面前。
Otherwise, he will not be able to come before God.
所以当大祭司要进入至圣所的时候，
So when the high priest is to go into the Holy of Holies,
他必须洁净自己。
He must be cleansed.
所以一个人如果行在黑暗当中的时候，
So if a person walks in darkness,
必定会失去了与神相交那个特权。
He will definitely lose the privilege of being to fellowship with God.
所以在旧约圣经里面有一个很典型的例子。
There is a very typical example in the Old Testament.
也就是大卫王。
And that is King David.
那么圣经告诉我们，有一天大卫王睡得很迟才起来。
The Bible tells us one day David slept late.
那么他在王宫的平顶上，他在那边游行。
He was walking on the balcony of the palace.
那么就在那个时候，他看到一个美貌的妇人在洗澡。
And at that time, he saw a beautiful lady taking a bath.
那么大卫就差人去把这个妇人接回来。
And so he sent people to he sent for the lady.
那么圣经告诉我们，大卫与这位妇人同房，并且怀了孕。
And so they slept together, and she was pregnant.
所以我们看到大卫不单犯了这个奸淫的罪恶。
So we see that not only did David committed adultery.
他还把这位妇人的丈夫乌利亚派到战场的前线。
He also sent the woman's husband, Uriah, to the front line of the battle.
直到他被杀害。
So that he can be killed.
所以我们看到大卫不单犯了这个奸淫的罪。
So not only did King David committed the sin of adultery.
同时他也犯了一个杀人的罪。
He also committed the sin of murder.
那么大卫在这个黑暗里面做了这些事情。
So he did all this in darkness.
他以为没有人知道。
He thought nobody would know.
但是神却差派拿单来去见大卫。
But God sent forth Nathan to see David.
大卫在黑暗里面所做的事情把它显露出来。
And told him everything David had done in the dark.
那么大卫行了这个黑暗里的事情之后，
So after David committed all this darkness,
那么圣经告诉我们他非常的痛苦。
The Bible told us he was extremely desperate.
那么如果我们看诗篇五十一篇的话，
If we look at Psalm 51,
诗篇五十一篇十一节，
Psalm 51 verse 11,
大卫说，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
He said, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me.
所以因为大卫在黑暗里面行了这些事情，
Because David did this in darkness,
直到他跟神失去了这个相交的特权，
He lost the privilege of fellowship with God.
那么刚才我们看 那段经文第一章第六节，
So in 1 John verse 6 it says.
那这里讲到我们若说是与神相交，却乃在黑暗里行，这就是说谎，不行真理了。
It says if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
那么请注意这节经文有两个字。
Please focus on two words in this verse.
那么一个字就是说。
One is claim.
另外一个字就是行。
The other one is walk.
啊，就是我们若说的说。
He says if we claim to have fellowship.
或者是行啊，就是在黑暗里行的行。
But if we yet walk in the darkness.
所以说跟行是不同的事情。
So claim and walk are different.
那么一个人可以讲，他说我做了很多慈善的事情。
A person can claim that he has done a lot of good deeds.
但是仍然行在黑暗里头。
But yet he still walk in darkness.
那么一个人可以讲他说他每一个星期都来教会。
A person can claim that he comes to church every week.
但是仍然行在黑暗当中。
And yet walk in darkness.
我们圣经告诉我们，这些都是谎话。
The Bible told us all these were lies.
没有行在真理当中。
And did not live in the truth.
所以当大卫行在黑暗的时候。
So when David was walking in darkness.
那么可能说他跟神的关系没有问题。
He may claim that there is no problem with his relationship with God.
但真正的他在说谎。
But truly he was just lying.
他没有活在真理当中。
He did not live in the light.
如果你看过澳洲有一种鸟叫做鸵鸟。
If you look at Australia, there's a kind of bird, it's the ostrich.
那么当这种鸟它遇到敌人的时候。
And when the ostrich face enemy.
啊，它会把它头埋在沙土里面。
He will hit his head in the sand.
啊，看不到敌人了。
Then he can't see the enemy.
啊，他就觉得很安全。
So he felt safe.
那么其实他是在欺骗自己。
Actually, he is just fooling himself.
活在这个黑暗当中。
Living in darkness.
所以说第六节所说的黑暗是指什么东西？
So in verse 6, what does the darkness mean?
那么如果我们要明白这个黑暗的含义。
If we're going to understand the meaning of darkness.
那么我们必须要看第九节跟十一节。
We have to look at verse 9 to 11.
那么第九节讲到，人若说自己在光中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还在黑暗里。
It's chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness.
然后十一节讲到，唯独恨弟兄的，是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。
And then in 11 it says, But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him.
那么这两节经文告诉我们，当一个人恨一个人的时候，他是活在黑暗当中。
So these two verses tell us if anyone hates his brother, he is still in the darkness.
而且他不知道他在做什么东西。
And he has no idea what he's doing.
因为黑暗使到他的眼睛瞎了。
Because the darkness has blinded him.
我们没有好像大卫王一样。
We were not like King David.
没有犯上奸淫的罪。
We did not commit adultery.
没有杀人。
We did not murder.
但是圣经讲，当我们恨一个人的时候，我们就行在黑暗当中了。
But the Bible tells us if you hate somebody, you are in the darkness.
我们说我们与神相交。
We said we are in fellowship with God.
那么圣经讲，我们就是说谎的。
Then we are lying.
没有行在真理当中。
We do not live by the faith, by the truth.
恨一个人是非常严重的事情。
To hate someone is very serious.
啊，就好像该隐啊恨他的弟兄亚伯一样。
It's just like Cain. He hates his brother, Abel.
那么最后就把他的兄弟杀了。
And in the end, he killed his brother.
怀恨会影响一个人跟神的关系。
Hatred will influence your relationship with God.
并且会影响到一个人跟神的相交。
And it will influence a person's fellowship with God.
所以当我们对某某弟兄或者姐妹或者一个人有怀恨的时候。
So if we hate a certain brother or a certain sister,
我们必须要好好的去处理这个问题。
We must deal with this problem.
免得给魔鬼留地步。
So that we will not leave the devil with any opportunity.
所以当我们在祷告的时候
，So as we pray，
我们有时候在祷告的时候感觉到神好像没有听祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, we felt like God was not listening.
那么祷告好像不能够穿过屋顶。
It's like the prayer did not even go through the roof.
那么我们就要好好的检讨自己。
Then we must examine ourselves.
我们是否活在这个黑暗当中
？Do we still live in the darkness?
我们心中的罪会使到我们失去了与神相交那种特权。
Our sin within will lead us to lose our privilege of fellowshipping with God.
所以当大卫犯罪以后。
So after David committed his sin,
他就来到神的面前求神的赦免。
He came before God to ask for forgiveness.
如果我们看这个诗篇五十一篇的话
，If we look at Psalm 51,
我们看到大卫在神的面前求神的赦免。
We see that David was asking God for his forgiveness.
诗篇五十一篇第一节这么说。
Psalm 51 verse 1 it says,
他说神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我。按你丰盛的被慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
当大卫向神认罪的时候
，And when David confessed before God,
那么神赦免了他的罪。
God forgave his sin.
那么使到他再次能够回到神的面前与神相交。
And once again he can come before God and have fellowship with God.
那虽然大卫悔改之后能够来到神面前与他神相交。
So even though after he confessed his sin, he's able to fellowship with God again.
但是圣经告诉我们，大卫后来也要承受那罪带来的后果。
But David will have to still endure the consequences of his sin.
所以罪能够使到我们失去与神相交那种特权。
So sin can lead to our losing the privilege of fellowshipping with God.
圣经讲，只有行在光明当中的人才能够与神相交。
The Bible said only those who walk in the light can fellowship with God.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
所以神是光，所有来到神面前的人必须要行在光明当中。
So God is light, and those who want fellowship with him must walk in the light.
黑暗的相对就是光明。
The opposite of darkness is light.
那么黑暗在圣经里面是指罪恶。
And darkness in the Bible refers to sin.
所以光明是没有任何的玷污。
So light means there is no blemish.
所以在黑暗里面行走的人没有办法到神的面前与神相交。
So those who walk in the darkness cannot come before God.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
那么既然神是光。
So since God is light,
到他面前来的人必须要行在光明当中。
Those who want to have fellowship with him must walk in the light.
所以在我们的祷告生活里面。
So in our prayer life,
我们是否有来到神的面前经常向神认罪。
Do we often come before God and confess our sins?
求神赦免我们的过错。
To ask him forgive our sins.
使我们能够守节清心的。
So that we can be cleansed and purified.
好像以色列人的大祭司一样。
Just like the high priest of Israel.
当他们要进入至圣所的时候，他们必须要洁净自己。
And before he can enter into the Holy of Holies, he must cleanse himself.
所以当神呼召摩西去把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候
，When called God Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以在旷野这一棵小树向他显现。
In the wilderness, he appeared to Moses.
因为神是圣洁的，所以圣经告诉我们，摩西必须要把他的鞋子脱下来。
Because God is holy, the Bible said God asked Moses to take off his shoes.
因为他站在的地方是一个圣地。
Because he stood on holy ground.
回教徒当他们要进入回教堂祷告的时候
，As the Muslims go to pray，
他们必须到这个洗手间，把他们的脸、他们的手和他们的脚洗干净。
They have to go to the bathroom to wash their face, their hands, and their feet。
啊，在他们还没有进入这个回教堂的时候
，And before they enter to pray，
他们必须把鞋子脱下。
They must also remove their shoes。
那么这种做法好像有跟这个以色列人的大祭司的制度有点相似。
Their practice is similar to what the Israelite priests do.
啊，这只不过是一种外表的洁净。
This is only an outward cleansing.
但是圣经讲的洁净，真正的洁净是内心的洁净。
But the cleansing mentioned in the Bible is an inward cleansing.
所以神是圣洁的。
So God is holy.
所以那些人到神的面前必须要圣洁。
People who come before God must also be clean.
神是光。
God is light.
那些到他面前的人必须要行在光明当中。
Those who come before God must walk in the light.
一个行在光明当中的人。
A person who walks in the light.
那么生活里面必须没有任何隐藏的罪恶。
He must not have any hidden sins in his life.
啊，可能我们外表看得很好。
Maybe the outside appearance looks good.
啊，但是生命里面可能隐藏了一些没有人知道的罪恶。
But there may be some hidden sins inward, inside that nobody knows.
那么就好像大卫一样。
Just like David.
啊，他犯了这些罪，以为没有人知道。
He committed the sins and he thought nobody would know.
啊，他把这些罪恶隐藏了一阵子。
He has hidden the sins for a while.
所以一个人如果要行在光明当中的话
，So if a person is to walk in the light,
他必须对这个罪有一个很敏感的心。
He must be very sensitive to sin.
那么在人在神的面前，他不应该有那些虚伪的行为。
He should not have any unrevealed sin before man and God.
他的生命是透明的。
His life should be transparent.
所以当我们行在光明当中的时候，这是一个成圣的过程。
And as we walk in the light, it is actually a process of sanctification.
那么神的光光照我们的生命。
God's light will shine upon us.
我们使到我们看到生命里面的罪恶。
To allow us to see the sin in our lives.
然后把这些罪除去。
And then we need to get rid of the sin.
然后学习怎样过一个圣洁的生活。
And learn how to live a holy life.
所以一个人如果要行在光明当中的话。
If a person is to walk in the light.
他必须要以神的话语来光照他的生命。
He needs God's word to shine light on him.
我们在诗篇119篇105节这么说。
In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says.
他说：“你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。”
He said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet."
换句话说，这本圣经是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
In another words, the Bible.Is the lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
它能够光照我们的生命。
He can shine on our lives.
这本圣经能够显露我们生命中的罪恶。
The Bible can reveal the sins in our life.
但是往往我们这本圣经都很新。
But a lot of times our Bible remains new.
啊，就好像一辆新车 park 在那个车库里面哦。
Just like a new car.Parked in the car park.
啊，从来没有拿来用。
It was never driven.
啊，如果有时候你发觉到我们有好几本圣经。
If you notice that you have several Bibles.
啊，有些放在那个 bookshelf 那边哦，已经啊有灰尘在那边。
And some are placed on the bookshelf, and they have a layer of dust on them.
如果我们的生命没有这个光来光照我们的话。
If our life lacks the light,
我们就没有办法来到神的面前与神相交。
Then we will not be able to come before God to fellowship with Him.
如果我们要与神相交的话
，If we are going to fellowship with God,
我们必须要行在光明当中。
We must walk in the light.
因为圣经讲神是光。
Because the Bible says God is light.
神不能够接受一个黑暗的生命。
God cannot accept a life in darkness.
如果我们看诗篇66篇18节的话
，If we look at Psalm 66 verse 18,
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I
regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. 我们能够与神相交。
We can fellowship with God.
是因为耶稣基督的宝血把我们的罪洗清洁了。
It's because Jesus Christ's blood has washed away our sin.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架成就他的救恩的时候
And as Jesus accomplished salvation on the cross,
我们圣经告诉我们圣殿里面那个幔子从上到下就分成两半
The veil in the holy of holies have split from top to bottom.
那么从今以后人就坦然无惧地来到神的面前与他相交
And from that point on, man can come before God without fear.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血
So the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus
不只是一次过的把我们的罪洗清洁
Not only will it once wash our sins all away
也继续的把我们的罪从我们生活里面洗净
It will continue to cleanse of our sins daily
这个就是因信称义和成圣过程的真理
And this is the truth of sanctification
主耶稣在十字架上成就了那个救恩
Jesus Christ accomplished salvation on the cross
直到我们能够因信称义
and allowing us to be justified by faith
然后主耶稣在十字架上所流的血
the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross
也洗净了我们的罪
cleansed our sins
继续的洗净我们的罪
and we will continue to cleanse us of our sins
直到我们一天又一天更像耶稣基督
so that we can be more like Jesus day by day.
我们知道一个人成为基督徒仍然会犯罪
We know that after we become a Christian, we continue to sin.
所以一个得救的基督徒不是完美的
So a born again Christian is not a perfect person.
因为罪仍然存在这个世界上
Because sin remains in this world.
罪只有消逝当耶稣基督再来的时候
And sin will be completely wiped out when Jesus returns.
但是感谢神，神借着耶稣基督的宝血，把我们继续的洗净。
But we thank God because of Jesus' blood, it will continue to cleanse us of our sins.
使到我们能够行在光明当中。
So that we can walk in the light.
使到我们能够与神相交。
So that we can fellowship with God.
你跟我是否有每一天在生活里面行在光明当中
You and I, do we walk in the light every day?
因为这会影响我们的祷告
Because it will affect our prayer
因为这会影响到我们跟神的关系
Because it will affect our relationship with God
和我们与神相交
And it will affect how we fellowship with Him
让我们在神的面前低头祷告
Let us bow ahead and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主教导我们如何行在光明当中。
Please teach us how to walk in the light.
也求主帮助我们能够看到我们生命中的罪恶。
Please help us to see the sins in our lives.
来到你面前向你认罪。
So we can come before you to ask for forgiveness.
来到你的面前认罪悔改。
To ask for forgiveness and to repent.
把我们的心中的罪恶除去。
To get rid of the sins in our hearts.
让我们能够在生命里面一天活的一天更像耶稣基督。
And that every day as we live, we can be more and more like Jesus.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
求主审查我们的生命。
Please examine our lives.
也求主怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.